if I read correctly, your mother was in a band?
Yeah, when I was a kid, she used to play acoustic at a little pizza joint in Belleville, Texas.
I'm wondering how that influenced either your music or your career or both.
I suppose it let me see that that the guitar doesn't care if you're a girl or a boy.
I know you play guitar, piano, trumpet. You also whistle. Any other instruments?
I mostly play a plethora of pawn shop treasures, you know, things that I find on the road. Mostly I just travel with a Telecaster and a lap steel, though. Sometimes I bring the trumpet, sometimes a mandolin. And I got one of my favorite piano players in the world in the band, so heck, I hardly ever walk over to the piano anymore.
Well, that'd be a good time to identify who you're going to be bringing to the event.
So our band is a trio. We travel like this. It's a lot of fun. I do the strings and the horns and things of that nature. Cole El Sala plays keys and bass, and Rob Hooper plays drums. All three of us sing, and we try to make a cacophonous, joyous noise every time we can.
Super. I know you started out playing in Houston and then moved to Austin. Which do you think had more influence on your music?
I think everything influences what you do, you know. Austin was the land of free guitar lessons. Doug Somm convinced me to move here in about, you know, 98 or so. But I've always loved Houston. I always loved Little Screaming Kenny, the last concert cafe. It's home, you know. Equally, though, Austin's home. I love Anselm's as well.
Would you say there is a distinctive Austin sound? Like, could you identify an Austin musician on hearing them?
Yes. Yes and no. There's a whole lot of stuff in this town that influences what happens. Austin, for the amount of musicians that we have, it should be more competitive, but it's not. It's a camaraderie. Everybody's in everybody's band, so everything has this sound, you know, these influences. And to me, it doesn't matter if you play any genre of music, it still sounds like where you're from, like Doug Somm, that's Texas.
Here's an odd kind of question. I started playing in a house band in a strip joint when I was 15, which is a lot of years before you were 15. And I noticed you started playing in bars when you were 15. Do you think that it kind of twisted me doing that? But of course I was playing in a strip joint, which is, I'm sure, quite different from the place you were playing. But do you think
not really. I played in biker bars because that's who would hire me at 15. I learned real quick. You never wear makeup. Always come with my Albert Collins t-shirt and my jeans on.
So those were the main things that influenced you about starting at that age, was learning what not to do?
Yeah, there's plenty of opportunity to see what to and what not to do. My neighbor and mentor, Uncle John Turner, actually took me there because he knew, you know, I wanted to play. And well, if you're going to play, then you know, the more you play, the less you suck. So you better get out there and start playing.
Well, speaking of bikers, I notice you opened and have played sometimes at Sturgis.
Yeah, I used to do it every year. I did it for 12 or 13 years in a row. And then one year we played after Ted Nugent, and I got into a war of words with him, and I have not been invited back.
I think more than one person's gotten in a war of words with Ted Nugent.
Well, it reminds me of, you know, to paraphrase Mark Twain, it reminds me a touch of that. It's like, you know, don't argue with it. Don't get a match of wits with an idiot. You know? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Bring you down to the level and beat you with experience.
I was wondering if you could give me a little rundown of some of the people that have influenced you over the years.
Man, growing up in Houston, there was a lot of folks that I get to play with. I was really lucky. I think of folks like Little Screaming Kenny and Joe Guitar Hughes, Jerry Lightfoot, Lavelle White, you know, and then people who would tour through, like getting to see folks like Marcia Ball, Sarah Brown, Bill Kirchen, Danny Gatton. Lord, that blew my mind. There's a lot of cool folks to get to listen to.
Yeah, Marcia Ball's played the Greeley Blues Jam twice. She is a delight in concert. I think
she's a hoot.
Excuse me?
She and I work together in this charitable organization here in town called HOME, which stands for Housing Opportunities for Musicians and Entertainers. Lavelle White is our first client, I suppose you could say, test case, first person that we just love her so much, and we you know, found a when you're a musician and you're in your 80s, you may not necessarily have the safety net set up that you need. So we found her a place to live and through the charity and kindness, you know, of people here in Austin and around the world, we've just released an album of her songs. I'll bring you one up.
Is there a website that people could go to participate and learn more about that?
Right now, we're actually in the process of getting the website finished, but you can find us on Facebook. All you got to do is search for housing opportunities for musicians and entertainers, or shoot, just look at my page or Marsha Ball's page.
Excellent.
Shelly King's page, yeah.
Well, I will definitely get that on the air because I think that's a great idea.